Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Da-da. It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
30 degrees right now. Going to get up to 36. A couple of flakes, depending on where you are, starting around 7 o'clock. But nothing's going to stick.
All right.
Might be a little frosty.
Roster.
On your windshield.
Mm.
So if you got the auto start, hit that boop before you head out.
Oh,
the
yeah,
house.
Nice.
So you don't have to scrape anything down. It's important that if you have kids in your life, they respect you.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, sure.
Is that a fair thing to say? Okay. So with that being said, I've got a bit of a situation.
Whatever.
And you might be able to help me with this because you've been around the longest here in this room.
Okay.
So a teacher here locally reached out to me about a month ago.
Mm.
And she has this class that she does where they try to put kids in real-life work situations. They're high school kids.
Oh, okay. Right? Like getting them ready for after school.
Yeah. Like we're going to put them in a bunch of different spots and see what jobs they think they would be good at, right?
All right.
So she reached out to me about a month ago and said, you know, I think it would be really great if the kids learned about what you do for a living. And I'm like, okay. So I go, yeah.
Learn to be a broadcast journalist.
Wait, is there someone here that does that?
I don't know.
So I go, what do you need from me? So she tells me, well, one day, as part of this class, we would come into where you are, and you'd, like, explain what you do.
Go give them a tour.
You got it. Mm-hmm. And then the day after that, you would come into school and talk to the kids about, like, you know, the more nuts and bolts of the stuff. And I go, yeah. And I forgot about it. You know, sure, no problem. So she writes me yesterday, and she goes, okay, well, what time should we be there Thursday? And I was like, ah, crap.
Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
So here's the thing.
What's the problem?
I don't think I thought this all the way through when I agreed to do it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to disappoint these kids.
All right.
Right. And our jobs are the funnest jobs in the world.
Oh, yeah.
From 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Because when we are not talking to microphones, our jobs are the most boring jobs in the world.
Yeah.
Well, how
not much else to say about it.
You and I could have this discussion.
It's a grind, well, man. Just got to get at it.
I'm not saying it's a grind. I'm saying it's nothing that you would want to see.
Yeah.
It's nothing exciting. Like, I get here at 3 in the morning. I type on the computer till you get here at 5 o'clock. And then after the show's over, Kimmy and I watch Baywatch. That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? I got to record a commercial here and there.
We do really important things
before
and after the show.
But you could, but you got to lie a little bit.
No, well, what do I say?
Just, you know, run your stupid mouth like you always do.
Okay.
Lie.
These kids are going to come in.
Right.
And I don't know what these kids are expecting to see. They're high school kids. So, look, you'll be able to immediately know. Like, most high school kids have no problem looking at you and being like, oh, is it?
Yeah. Right. And well, here's the problem. Like, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, don't you feel like sometimes you disappoint them because, like, I think that there's this idea, too, that, like, we come in, we pick the songs,
yep.
we do all this stuff. And they're like, well, how do you do that? I was like, well, I don't do that. I don't do that either.
Right.
And that somebody else does, so I couldn't tell you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, it's not as exciting maybe as their picture.
Like, I knew as a kid, you know, just from like TV and movies, you know, you had an idea what radio looked like,
mm-hmm.
like how it looked when you walked into a studio.
Yeah.
But I don't think kids today have that. So I'm thinking like their idea of a broadcast is a podcast.
Yep.
So I'm thinking of all these glitzy podcasts that they have with cool backdrops
yep.
and settings.
Yeah.
And they're going to walk into this grimy building.
What are you talking about? You got a plant in Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Well, don't forget about the free flag that M&T yes. Bank gave out to everybody.
Right. So this is what you're going to get. It looks like a joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like this is something that a business would invest in.
There's dents in the walls.
Yes.
Yeah, straight up. Straight
it's
up.
Just it's a worn, beat up place.
Yeah,
I would think they would be disappointed.
That's what I'm worried about. And mm-hmm. I don't want the kids to get the wrong impression no. because our job is a lot of fun
mm-hmm.
and it's awesome. There's just no way we could bring high school kids in to see what we do while we're doing it
without disappointing them
or getting arrested. Like, we can't have them in for the show with what we do here.
No.
So like the best part of the job, why we do the job. They can't see,
okay,
and they shouldn't hear,
right.
and they can't be in the room for, so this is an office building is essentially what they're going
to
get.
So you give them a tour of the other studios,
okay,
and then, like on the old show, that guy would say, there's no jobs in radio, there's no future in radio.
Well, for,
and then, and,
he was right about some
yes,
of them.
Yes, and then he would tell 7 different drug stories that he was involved with when he was on the radio.
Well, that's the other problem. Yeah. So, like, the studio tour tomorrow is one thing.
Yeah, that's easy.
I can dance and shuck and jive yeah. fine and, like, make some jokes. What I am really nervous about
what's that?
Is having to go to this school on Friday because I assume that they want me to talk about what brought me to my job.
Right, so it'll be like a Q&A, right? The kids will ask you questions and you'll walk them through it.
You got it, because I've done, like, career days at school before,
yeah.
and the first one I knew immediately was a mistake because, like, if you bring in a lawyer or a construction worker or a baker,
mm-hmm.
right, there are steps to get those jobs. I went to college and blah, yep. blah, blah. I took mm-hmm. an apprenticeship and I worked hard here.
Yeah, there's no formula.
Like, when these kids ask me, how did you end up in radio? I'm like, well, when I was 15, I started doing stand-up comedy, and then I met this guy who illegally gave me alcohol at bars over and over again. And then he had me house sit for him where I hooked up with random women that I would meet at bars in Webster.
Yes. Yes.
Then I went out on the road and became an alcoholic.
Mm.
And then I came back here and I met my wife and she got pregnant, so I had to get off the road. And now we do a show together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
And Kimmy's
ta-da.
There. And Kimmy's there too.
Yes.
You can't even make the argument, you know, if you work really, really hard at it, it's going to happen for you. Because, I mean, we see people, you know, stress themselves out to the point of like health problems and it still isn't where they want it to be.
100%.
Sure. Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't even use an example of anyone in this room. All three of us fell ass backwards
yeah,
into
no,
these gigs.
I think like it all worked out, but it wasn't. None of us got this job in the same way.
So here's what you do. Steal somebody else's story and use that one.
No, I'm not going to do that.
But I don't even know whose story you'd go by.
You just take somebody else, like a normal, nice story of how you got into radio through college and things like that.
So I'm going to make up going to college,
yeah.
studying communications,
mm-hmm.
getting an internship,
yeah.
and working my way up the
Call
way.
Yourself Sandy Waters. Yes, there you go. I mean, Sandy could be a guy.
What do you mean Sandy could be
what?
A guy?
No,
what does
it's
that
a name.
Mean?
Sandy could be a male or a female.
Oh,
it's a very androgynous name, right?
I understand.
So, see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you have a... Well, actually, you have an androgynous name.
Pat?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the...
I don't
just
know.
Just make stories up. You're too concerned. These kids just want to hear a... Just tell them what they want to hear.
No, you don't understand. High school kids can see right through that crap immediately.
Oh, they can?
Yes, they can. You could when you were a kid. Oh, there's the old man wave. I didn't buy any of the jive, man. You sit here to this day and talk about the BS you immediately saw through from these people that were telling you how it should have been. I'm smart enough to know these kids are smarter than I am.
Just figure out what they want to hear.
Okay.
Play some music for them. They like the music, right?
Yeah, this is called Led Zeppelin.
I would have started out with Fog Hat, but go ahead.
252 WCMF. I have some kids, high school kids coming in as part of this like class that they're doing because they're learning different jobs, what they want to do when they grow up. And I didn't think this all the way through because when I bring them into the studio, they're not going to be impressed tomorrow, right? We can't have them in while we do the show because this show's horrible. Yeah. I then have to go on Friday and talk to the kids, and I don't have a story that is appropriate for a high school, how I got into it. I guess the grand question is,
what's that?
How many people have a job they could make look cool to a 15, 16-year-old kid?
Well, it had to be a job that like they make movies and TV shows about, right?
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, that's why they make these shows, because they're such interesting occupations.
So you're thinking like cop, lawyer.
Rescue, fire.
Okay.
Anything from Chicago seems to work.
No, I would disagree, because I would think someone that works with like heavy machinery would have those kids would be just in awe of all the
like
cool stuff.
Let me tell you about the time Claude lost a pinky on that cylinder.
I would have loved that story at 16.
Claude, he was an alcoholic. He got 7 kids. You don't see him much.
Yeah, like I would think anything where you can show like a hands-on kind of job where like they can see
like
it
a trade.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't have the skill.
I pulled a turd out of that toilet. That son of a bitch looked like a goddamn catfish.
No, but even those men and women, they have, like, cool tools.
Yes.
And I can show you how I do things. You know what I mean? Like,
what do we got here? We got nothing.
You want to touch a Josh Allen cardboard cutout? Take a picture with the plant and Josh Allen?
See that waste paper basket? Ain't been emptied in 4 weeks.
Oops, that's not a joke, by the way. Please, somebody empty our garbage.
It's got 7 layers of banana.
I remember as a kid, I don't know what grade it was, but we must have gone to like the DNC and saw how like all the newspapers were printed
presses
and stuff.
Yep.
But I remember them doing such a good job of like making it fun the whole way through. Like, I don't even know if what they were showing us was like a real day-to-day thing, right, or if they just did a really good job at like selling you on
no,
it
I
as
remember,
like a little kid.
I remember exactly what you're describing, and I thought the same thing. Like, I walked in, the newsroom was like bustling.
Yeah.
They showed us where the papers were printed, and then they did that thing at the end where it's like, tell us if your birthday was like falling on the same day as the day you were born. It was like, we'll put you in the paper. We're like, wow, I'm going to be in the paper. It's really cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I vividly remember that trip.
Yeah, that's one of those trips you never forget.
And I'm going to disappoint the hell out of these kids tomorrow. Like, even if there were kids interested in going into this like realm, they're going to see this and be like, oh, nah. Nope.
You can let them sit down and do a fake broadcast.
I would not let them sit in any of these chairs.
Great point.
All right.
And by the way, Kimmy's got work to do. Like, Kimmy's very kind whenever we have, like, guests, and, like, she'll stop and do. But I don't want Kimmy to have to wait for, like, 30 minutes while we're running these kids through a fake show.
Oh, true.
It's either that or Baywatch, so.
Can we watch Baywatch with the kids?
I'm going to say no.
Come on, we do have fun watching Baywatch.
It's a family-friendly show.
He's not wrong.
I guess it kind of is. They do touch on a lot of family topics.
They do.
A surprising amount.
Hasselhoff has been through a lot.
So we have seen, I'm not exaggerating, 6 episodes where Hasselhoff takes in a child that is not his for some reason.
Just like, hey, you struggling kid, come live with.
Yes.
And he's single in Baywatch, right? He doesn't have a
wife. No, because if he had a wife, he wouldn't be able to hook up with all the hot chicks that he never actually hooks up with.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're getting off topic.
That's the Captain Steubing approach to sitcoms.
Kimmy has no idea who that is.
You don't know who Captain Steubing is?
Nope.
He's probably one of the greatest maritime captains of all time.
We were borderline topical with Baywatch.
Everybody knows Captain Steubing.
I don't know.
I'm out.
You look like you may be dressed like him.
I got a little Steubing going on.
Tiny Steubing is what they call him. Carrie Ann writes us on Instagram. She says, not sure how many kids, but what if you broke them into groups and had them each record one of your past commercials?
What?
No, because I don't want them to do better than us.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we come in tomorrow and it's a show of 10 high school kids that are working for half of Tommy's $20 a year salary. I don't know. Like, I had such good experiences, like you said, at the DNC as a kid, where folks that like had jobs and when we go on these trips went out of their way to like make us feel special.
Yeah.
I just don't want to let these kids down. That's all.
All right.
But then again, I got thinking, like, maybe even if I try my hardest, maybe our job isn't as cool to kids as we thought it would be.
And maybe that's the lesson to learn.
And who knows if it'll still be look like this by the time they're, you know, full-grown adults.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be selling carpet in here by then.
Can we do it now?
Yeah, sure.
Can we buy some carpet? What the hell? I'm looking at a stain right now.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm going to have to put the plan over when the kids come in. Because I don't know if that's salt or from one of the old people on this show.
Could have been that.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
How'd you like to live the ultimate rock and roll fantasy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I guess that would probably be performing in front of like 20,000 people. This would be maybe the next best thing.
Like right next to it, though.
Yeah. Because this rock and roll legend, household name, is ready to offer one person in every city he's stopping this opportunity.
Damn.
That is, if you have the space available on your credit card. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Tommy Kiss is done touring forever. At least that's what they say.
All right.
But Gene Simmons, he's still got that Road Jones, baby.
Oh, yeah.
So Gene is going on a solo tour in 2026. It was actually supposed to be 2025, but health issues push that back.
So okay. He's performing alone?
He's going to perform alone. It's called Bass.
Is he still in all the makeup and stuff?
Boom, 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 boom. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh.
No, because they've performed without the makeup before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just wondering like what kind of show it is, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So that's actually a good question, because if I'm going to see Gene Simmons at 75, the makeup makes it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's not a handsome man.
No, none of them are.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially now, they're old.
So that being said, as part of Gene Simmons' solo tour, he is offering a very unique experience.
Okay.
Tommy, in every city he's playing, he's offering one fan what they're calling the ultimate Gene Simmons experience. You hang with him for the day.
Yeah.
Like, as in, you get up and have breakfast with him at his hotel.
Right.
You plan the show day schedule. You load into the venue with the roadies. You sit in on soundcheck. You hang out backstage.
Okay.
You get meals with Gene. You get to hang with him on stage at one point.
So it's an ultimate meet and greet.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're being an intern.
Yeah.
The bass he plays, he will sign and hand to you after the show.
Wait,
is
I
over.
Get the bass.
You
in
get
this
the bass.
This
yes.
is not a bad deal for a Kiss fan. Though.
You're essentially his personal assistant yeah. with benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this can be yours.
Now, he's a businessman.
Oh, no, he ain't a businessman. He's a businessman.
Yeah.
All of this could be yours.
Oh, sit down.
For the low, low price.
Am I sitting?
$12,495.
God damn.
$12,495.
So, okay, so if you, let's say you...
It's one day.
One day.
Let's say you have the cash to do this, but somebody else also wants to do it mm-hmm. and wants to pay for it. So could you potentially not be the only one hanging out for the day?
The impression I got is they're going to do this for one person in
okay.
every city.
Okay.
But
right.
again, it is Gene Simmons. So
I didn't
sure
know if like this could be a bidding war situation
oh.
or...
What a genius move on his part.
It is so Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, when you look up the definition of capitalist in the dictionary, it's a picture of Gene with his tongue hanging
out. He's a brilliant businessman.
I mean, Kiss has made money on everything from...
They had a catalog.
You could buy a Kiss casket.
Yeah.
That's like the funniest one.
Yes.
A legitimate Kiss casket, mm-hmm. but they monetize absolutely everything.
And it worked.
And they were the first band to like legitimately embracing selling out.
Right.
Right? Everything this guy does is to make money.
Right.
So in that way, you're right. This is a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, though...
Yeah.
$12,495 for one day? For
but think
a
about
day?
It, but it's the ultimate access to the guy for a day. And think of a sports legend or a guy right now that's at the peak of his career
mm-hmm.
and how much you would spend mm-hmm. to get that same experience with Josh Allen.
Okay, so let's
or
say,
Patrick Mahomes.
So let's say Josh Allen offered a package where you get up on game day with him, you have breakfast, we go to the locker room, you hang out.
You're
the
there all day
room.
With him.
Stand
you're on the sideline.
Sideline. Yeah.
You go home like the post game, the whole thing.
It ain't worth $12,000.
Oh, but the guys would pay it though. They would definitely
they
pay
would.
It.
I think they would. I mean, think of how
think
much
they
money
they play a round of golf with the guy.
Think of how much money people are going to spend on, like, the PSLs, things like that.
That's a great point.
I mean, if you, this would be an experience you'll never match.
You're right. I guess where I'm hung up here, mm. and, like, don't get me wrong, 252 WCMF, I know the Kiss Army is strong. I mean, are there
oh,
people?
It's an army. I mean, you know, I mean, it's... It's a fighting force.
Are there people that would be willing to pay $12,500 for a day, a show day with Gene Simmons?
Absolutely.
I guess what I'm hung up on is it's a day. Because the PSL, you're right, Kimmy, that is an obscene amount of money that people are spending
right.
just to be inside.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make the justification, well, I'm going to have this seat for as long as I want it for.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to think, like you're, when you're driving home, like the high is still there. When you wake up the next day or the day after and you go to check your bank account, you're going to feel like an idiot.
I don't know. Or do you feel like you got everything you
worth.
Wanted? I don't.
And it's an experience. It's a unique. You know, they say, you know, make memories, don't buy crap, right?
I don't think that's
so this
I'm
is
saying.
A memory.
No,
you
it's,
have.
How it, it's on several towels women buy and hang
yeah.
in there. Yeah.
Make memories, don't buy crap. And this is a very unique memory.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
there's going to be 60,000 asses in that stadium.
Okay, it's Gene alone playing the bass, right? Going to be 60,000 asses.
No, I'm saying like
you're
to the point 80, of
8,400.
No, to my point is I'd rather have a. I'm talking about the Josh Allen compared
oh, right,
to
right,
having a seat at the stadium.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
60,000 people have that experience.
Yeah, true.
This is very unique. You'll have the photos, the all that stuff,
okay.
the video. I mean, if you're a rich guy, I could see why wouldn't you?
All right, but here's the
what's
thing.
A, what's 12 grand to a millionaire?
I don't see rich guys doing this. I see guys that are doing everything they can to make the room on their credit card.
Because I feel
this.
Like rich guys already have access to a bunch of this stuff
right.
or have at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
No, she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, you're right. If you got $1 million fluid just sitting in the bank, fine. What's 12 grand?
Mm.
It's the guy that makes 50 grand a year that is going to bend over backwards, beg, borrow, steal, take out a second mortgage to do this. That's a guy I'm concerned about.
Yeah, but I mean, that's his dumb decision.
Okay, fair enough. Again, the other problem, however, we're talking about Gene Simmons. He is offering on his upcoming solo tour the ultimate Gene Simmons experience. You have breakfast with him, go to the show with him, you plan the day schedule, load in the venue with the roadie, sit in on soundcheck, you hang out backstage, you are with Gene all day long. He will sign the bass he plays and hand it to you after the show. $12,495 for the day. we have been fortunate enough to be in this business long enough. You've met a lot of the guys that were in Kiss.
Yeah.
We know guys that have had interactions with these dudes. Gene Simmons is a cranky man.
Well, he's very arrogant.
And if he doesn't like the way something is going,
yeah,
not only is he vocal about it, he'll just stop whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Right? You can ask any member that has been in KISS with him. I would be worried that if I spent $12,500 and I caught Gene on a bad day, this is going to suck.
It could, but that would be also a great experience. Like,
it would be a good experience.
Want his worst
would be a unique
day.
Experience.
I want him bitching people out, maybe kicking something or throwing something off stage. To be there when he fires somebody and rehires him within in the same sentence would be hysterical to watch.
But what if he turns on you?
Yeah.
What
do
I care? I'm done with you. No, you're done for the day.
I'll take it. Filming me. Let him scream at me. It's an experience.
No, you're not looking at it from... Okay, I get where you're coming from because you just want a unique experience. I need you to put yourself in the head of someone who's a diehard fan.
I understand. And it could go wrong. I understand. More than likely, he's also a salesman.
Okay.
And he's always selling. So I don't think he wants to piss somebody off that...
He's also already got your money,
though. Yeah, but he's also... It's image. I think you're going to get... I don't think you're going to get that day out of him.
Okay.
Because I think he's smarter than that. Right. He'd have to be to get to where he is.
I would like to point out he is one of the few Americans on the planet that has been banned from Fox News. That's how bad it could get.
Yeah, he can get a little crazy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Scott. Hey, Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, Pat, we got to talk.
Okay, let's talk.
So three years ago, Buffalo Bills AFC Championship game, you were talking about going to the Super Bowl if they won.
Yes.
How much money have you been saving up to go to the Super Bowl?
So I've been saving since I was in high school. And look, I understand. The ticket would have cost me, if I had pulled the trigger right before the AFC Championship game, $6,000 for the seat.
And then the flight and the hotel. They got minimum stays at hotels.
Hey, don't forget about the taxes.
The taxes.
The sales tax.
He's bringing up the taxes. No, Scott, I'm not saying that we all don't have something very, very stupid that we would splurge on.
Mm.
Oh, did we lose Scott?
I don't know if he.
Oh, I think that was. I think that was our phone. Scott, I think that was us. I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't touch anything. If you're watching, my hands are here. Live stream. Right. No, look, I get the comparison.
Yeah.
I still think that $12,500 for one day, because if you go to the Super Bowl, Kimmy, you have a couple of days of just enveloped in all of this stuff, right? You're going to be hanging out with other people, like-minded folks. I don't see it as this.
Would you talk a buddy out of it?
Oh, yeah. If any of my friends said they were doing this, my first thought would be, what
Even
is wrong with
you? Even if
you
knew they were a super fan, like grew up loving this person, this celebrity, this whoever, you would try to talk them out of it? You wouldn't. I mean, if they had already made the decision.
All right, I take it back. I wouldn't try and talk them out of it. I would make fun of them. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, your brother Ryan, he's a super fan, right?
Of KISS?
No, of like the Bills, like to do it any kind of experience.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say he was going to do the Josh Allen experience.
For $12,500? Well, no, because I would just want to hear what it was like. I don't want to spend the money, but I want to live vicariously through
it. The one guy I know that definitely would do it and wouldn't even think about it was your old man.
Yeah, but when it comes to smart ways to spend money, that is not someone you should be taking notes from. Is this rock and roll?
Well, I mean...
Because they sell it as the rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah, but it's not.
Right?
I mean, he's a corporation, though.
And he's also 75.
Right. No, I mean, you're not getting rock and roll. You're getting KISS.
Okay. Well, no, you're not even getting KISS. You're getting Gene.
Yeah, you're getting Gene.
Because, like,
But he is the creator of KISS. So.
Sure. But I would even soften if it was KISS.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I still would think it's insane, but okay, I'm getting the KISS experience.
Yeah.
This is Gene.
But you're getting the number one guy.
Yeah, fair. You know? Do I get to put on your makeup? Would you mess up his makeup a little bit on purpose? Like, draw a penis on one of his cheeks? Hey, I paid the $12,000. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Richie. Hey, Richie, how are you, brother?
Good, how are you today?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm with you on this one because he had this experience, but let's say he did turn on you after you spent all that money. It'd be kind of...
Okay, Richie, I got to let you go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Yes, I think we all agree it would be a not fun experience if he were to turn on you.
Okay.
It is weird, though. Like, this is the way the way the music industry is gone. Because if you have money, there are ways to get access when your favorite artists are on tour.
Oh, sure.
To them. Like,
if you're willing to spend, yeah.
Like, they have these front row ticket experiences that include, like, meet and greets and things like that. That idea of signing the guitar and handing it off, multiple artists do that now, where they will play a different guitar for every song if multiple people will pay for the autographed show-used guitar.
Genius.
It is. It's also...
It's free money. It's free money if you think about it, right?
Yeah, but...
For these guys. Okay. Sign my name. Here's $12,000.
I also wonder, though, like if somebody who's willing to pay for this type of experience already has a lot of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if you're such a super fan, you're willing to pay that much money, like, that may not even be the coolest piece of memorabilia you own.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, like, think about... I don't mean to sound like an old man. Right? But, like, you hear these stories all the time of these artists that would come to the Blue Cross Arena in the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. and you had access to them just standing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, like, you know, Ozzy and Bowie and Journey and Foreigner and all these guys. Like, if you managed to go to where they were going, you were there with them.
Oh, sure.
And now, the only folks that get access to them are ones that pay $20,000 for front row ticket experience, meet and greet, guitar, sign, here you
go. Corporate America, baby.
It's kind of messed up.
Bend over.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you called it, though, I think, right?
Well, look, I mean, I didn't call it the insider's call.
All right.
I just happened to be inside the insiders.
All right.
Let me try that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, look, you thought you hated him before.
Mm-hmm.
It is very possible that this man, who Kimmy was at one time beloved
yeah.
Yeah.
in Western New York, is now the most hated person in the history of Bills Mafia.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Ladies and gentlemen.
What happened?
Former Buffalo Bill Stephon Diggs has a new home.
Hey, look at him.
He signed a three-year, $69 million deal.
Holy Christ.
He's so excited he yawned.
I'm sorry.
Oh, buddy,
oh
so,
my hurt. God, amazing.
I'm sleepy. That's so much money. With the New England Patriots.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
So the Patriots are counting on Stephon Diggs to be the steady hand for rookie, well, last year's rookie, quarterback Drake May. And by the way, that $69 million sounds like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The contract is a little misleading.
Okay.
There is only $20 million of that contract guaranteed.
25.
Oh, did they change it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Because I've got it from NFL.com.
Well, let's see here.
Hold either on. Way, be right. Still a pretty sweet deal for a guy that's kind of at the end of his career.
$26 million guaranteed. Okay. Well, that's that was Adam Schefter.
Okay, let's go with $26 million. Fine, we'll go with that. No, okay, so what I'm saying is, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Only 26 is relative to the 69.
Sure,
million,
sure, yeah.
Right? So, but the Patriots can cut him after this season and only owe him, I guess, again, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot for a guy that's coming back from a significant injury.
And a stinky team. They're a horrible team.
No, the Patriots are bad.
Yeah.
The Patriots are
bad. They had to be one of the worst teams last year.
They do have money to spend, though.
Okay. Are you spending on Stephon Diggs?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would think this might be great because you're going to watch him suck and suffer with a crappy team, which he doesn't seem to do very well with.
Okay.
Well, it's one thing that he does like to be, though, is the boss. And with a young quarterback like that, he does kind of get to come in and be the boss.
Okay, but counterpoint to that.
Not saying that's a good thing, but that's what I think he wants to be on a team. He wants to be the guy, the leader.
Counterpoint to that. The new head coach of the New England Patriots is former Patriots linebacker, former Titans head coach Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
That guy lost his job in Tennessee because he would not let anyone else be the boss. So how the hell is that going to work?
So this might be, I mean, I would think if you hate Stephon Diggs and you hate the Patriots, this is great because you're going to watch Stephon crash and burn and maybe take this coach and the team with him.
You hope. There's no guarantee.
Well, I understand that, but what are you hanging your hat on if if you think this is going to work?
The Patriots, for Bills fans to further despise Stephon Diggs, the Patriots don't need to win the AFC East. They don't need to make the playoffs.
They just have to beat the Bills.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the drama has been turned up to 11 because now, granted he stays healthy coming off this knee injury, Stephon Diggs will play the Bills twice this upcoming season. He will be coming back to Buffalo.
But do you want to give Josh Allen another reason to bend you over in public? Because you're going to get it twice.
He lost to him last year.
Not going to happen.
I mean, you said that last year.
Wait a minute. He didn't lose to them.
They lost to the Texans.
I mean, that was... No, I'm talking about the Patriots.
No, but I'm saying, you lost to Stephon Diggs. Yeah, you were a better team than Houston.
Yeah, and a close one, too.
Yeah.
But Houston was a good team.
This
team ain't crap.
Did you hear me say bah?
I don't know.
Do you think, though... Don't you think Diggs has to be good here for people to really hate him, though? Like, if he just kind of goes there and disappears, I wouldn't call him necessarily a villain.
Well, is it also random?
I don't think he disappears. I think he is the best receiver on their roster. I just don't think you want Stephon Diggs being the best receiver on your roster. Mm. Somebody's got to catch balls.
Yeah.
He will catch balls.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be enough to make the Patriots any good, but that's my fear here because, one, Stephon Diggs will be motivated every time he sees Buffalo.
Yeah.
Two, every divisional game, Kimmy, is a war. It doesn't matter how good, how bad anyone else is.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills lost to Zach effing Wilson opening night in prime time last year in New York City. I mean,
it can happen.
Okay.
And they've played some close games with the Patriots despite them being bad.
Exactly.
Who is it going to hurt more as Bills fans, though, seeing succeed there? Diggs or Mac Hollins?
Oh, other Bills receiver who left.
Because I think that you're going to be, I wouldn't call Mac Hollins necessarily a villain, but I think it's going to bother you more to see that guy thrive in New England than it would be Stephon Diggs.
No, for me, it's Diggs. I mean, Mac Hollins just trying to make money. I get that. Diggs had the opportunity to stay here where Hollins didn't. The Bills let him go.
And he wasn't a marquee player.
Ah, he was fun, though.
No, but Diggs was a marquee guy.
Okay, yeah, fair.
I mean, he was a scorer to get on your team when he came from Minnesota, right?
No, you're right. You're right. First round pick. All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the knowledge now that Stephon Diggs will be a New England Patriot at least for next season, is he the ultimate Bills villain in the history of the franchise? The number one...
Well, give me some other guys.
...villain. Well, let's just see. Kimmy.
Guys who have left.
Guys who have left. Okay, there's leaving, And then there's doing something like what Stephon Diggs did.
That's a bad taste in the mouth.
And then had success somewhere else or did something to stick it right in the eye of somewhere else.
So who are those guys?
Can you think of someone that you despise, a villain for you outside of Stephon Diggs?
I'm trying to think of the last guy to have, you know, a ton of success leaving the Bills.
It's Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch, yeah.
He's the ultimate guy that left and carried a team to the Super Bowl.
Was there that much hate towards that guy when he left? Like, I know he didn't want to be here, but it's not like
he didn't cooperate very much.
He kind of left, and it wasn't like he stayed in the AFC East.
Okay, so here's the thing: the Marshawn Lynch thing is weird because I don't hate Marshawn Lynch.
I don't remember there being that same kind of. I don't know.
No, but Tommy's right now because, like, when he was having that success in Seattle, and look, Marshawn Lynch admitted as much. He was not giving it his all in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He wasn't focused. Right, so it's like when he went on to become.
I know it wasn't a pretty breakup,
but Kimmy, when he went on to become the best running back in the NFL. You didn't? You want to try that here?
He couldn't have taken us to the Super Bowl?
Do you want to do that, maybe? So, yeah, at the time, I like Marshawn Lynch a lot.
Right, but you got to see him as a wacky character now and fun guy.
Yeah.
How do we feel about LeSean McCoy? He went and won a Super Bowl with Kansas City.
Kind of forgot about him.
Okay. So not impactful enough after he left?
Yeah, and it's not like he...
He wasn't the key to their success.
I mean, there was no success while he was here.
He was fun while he was here.
Yeah.
And he also liked him. I mean, his run was kind of short here.
Yeah.
He had that cool party.
Well, yeah, until the cops showed up. No, that's the other party.
Cops only show up to cool parties.
I think the reason Diggs hurts so much more is the team was successful while he was here.
And
so
he was a big part of that success.
And you were close. You were close with him. Yeah. That's the other one, right?
Whereas those other guys, like, yeah, they were key players and they were big names, but, like, you didn't have that high like you had with, like, guys that have been on the team as of recently.
You got that epic photo of him after Kansas City celebrating, and he's just standing there taking it all in. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, though. You say you got close with him. We got closer without him last year. They got blown out of that AFC Championship.
Yeah, true. I mean, he was part of, like, the first one.
I agree with you. You know, it's funny. Like, there have to be very specific sets of circumstances where you hate a Bills player. Because, look, I do think in Western New York, Bills Mafia loves players more than other teams do.
Oh, sure.
Like, we have that bond. It's such a close-knit community, right? Because, like, Thurman Thomas leaving for Miami hurt really bad.
Mm.
But the Bills cut him. He had to go find a job.
But the team was breaking up.
Exactly. That's just it. Like, it wasn't his fault he had to go find a job somewhere, right? So, like, that person has to leave on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They have to then say things afterwards.
Yeah, it's the tearing down of Buffalo, the fans, the franchise, the whole thing.
Stephon Gilmore, former Bills defensive back.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
That's a good one.
I don't remember him, maybe.
Okay, so...
Talked a lot of crap.
Oh.
He would not sign again with the Bills.
Yeah.
Talked a lot of crap about being a Buffalo. Went on to sign with the
Bills. Do we have a problem with Stephon's?
Oh, my God, you're right.
You're right.
Don't sign another Stephon.
Yeah, and he also started his career in Buffalo, which hurts a little bit more, too, when you draft a guy.
First round draft.
Out.
Okay.
252 WCMF with Stephon Diggs, now a member of the New England Patriots. We are asking, is he the greatest Bills villain? Villain of all time. Joe's on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Duffy. How you doing?
Good, bud.
You know what, Duff? You know what's going to happen here? It's going to be the same thing like when he came to Buffalo. He's going to be the ideal student, sit in the front row, keep his hands crossed at the desk, and listen to the teacher. Then all of a sudden, Duff, you're going to start seeing spitballs up on the blackboard. And you're going to catch Stephon with the straw in his hands. Then those five or six good students, Duffy, that are in class every day are going to start coming back in late. And they're going to be all messed up. And they're going to find Stephon with the bowl and the weed in his pocket.
Okay, I get the school things. Yeah. I get it. No, Joe, here's the thing.
He's going to be bad in that locker room. He is the C word, buddy.
I do not disagree with anything you said, minus the last part. Here's my fear. My fear
not
is...
Not that C word, Duff.
My fear is not that the Patriots go on this epic run and Stephon Diggs... he's going to screw this up.
Yeah.
My fear is, in December, the Patriots come to town.
Bills need a win for a home game or something.
Or to clinch the number one overall seed. They're a game out of the first overall seed, and somehow the Patriots win a 27-24 game where Diggs has 150 yards and two touchdown catches. My fear.
Okay.
You know what, though? I like Tommy's the way Tommy said it was pretty good, though, if you think about it. Would you rather have Stephon Diggs with a chip on his shoulder, or you want to have Josh Allen pissed off even more?
He was pissed off in Houston.
The humidity.
Houston was a better team than what New England has to offer.
All right, Joe. So is he the ultimate villain, or is there someone else that pops in your head?
He's the ultimate D-bag. Are you kidding me?
Okay, or Billen. We'll take it. All right, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the
day. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
What a C talk there.
What other word could he have been saying?
I was thinking he's like a cancer in the locker room.
Could have just said cancer.
That's what I thought.
All right, so we got Facebook messages coming in. This is actually a really good one.
Oh, who you got?
Ryan writes, that's not our Ryan, different Ryan. Dante Whitner is the ultimate Billen. Do you remember Dante Whitner?
I know the name.
Bills drafted him, first round pick. He was a safety. He left Buffalo.
Yeah.
On his way out, crapped all over Buffalo.
Mm.
He then sent some really nasty things about the daughter of Bills legend, Daryl Talley.
Really?
Inferred that.
Like they dated or something?
He inferred some things.
Oh, really?
Okay. He then challenged, while in Buffalo, he challenged a Bills beat reporter to a boxing match on social media.
Okay, that's a psychopath move.
His agent then had to like step in and like quell.
No kidding.
And the rest of his career, every shot he had. Now, his career fell off, so you know you didn't have to worry about Dante Whitner. And he had a terrible game, I think, playing for the Browns coming back to Buffalo, which was nice. But, I mean, he didn't have the impact Stephon Diggs did, although I do hate Dante Whitner. I hate Dante
I didn't
Whitner.
Know that whole thing about the daughters.
Yeah. So if I remember the story correctly.
What a dick.
Yeah, no kidding.
His daughter would have been really young, too, at the time. I don't think his kids are that old.
I don't know. Let's hope not. Didn't think that one through.
unless he has an older one. I don't know.
Are there guys, I mean, Kimmy, are there guys you cheered for after they left Buffalo? Is there anyone, like Fred Jackson, for example?
Fred Jackson. I love Tre'Davious White.
Okay, that's
I
a good one.
He's just an overall great person. You want to see him succeed wherever he's going. I just want to see him healthy enough to play.
Yeah, but I don't want to see him succeed in Baltimore. That's going to directly affect Buffalo. Know. Like, Fred Jackson was perfect. Go play for Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, go
the
play
for the west
game.
You go, the better.
Like, when Tre'Davious White was in Los Angeles playing for the Rams last year, great.
Yeah.
Now, I love you, but I don't love you that much.
But the one guy we met on the old show, like at training camp, who I just thought was the funniest, coolest guy, was Reuben Brown.
Okay.
And then I think he ended up in Chicago at the end, right?
You got it.
He was just a one guy you just liked. Because he talked like he should have shut up a lot of times, but he just ran his mouth and it was hysterical.
Man, what is it about offensive linemen where they just don't know when is enough to say?
It's got to be the bang in your head. Or something, man.
No, you don't get a lot of attention being on the offensive line. But like, you got to make your own attention. Okay.
But he said things like, I said, man, you're gonna get fired for saying that.
You don't fire all pro bowl guards.
No, but like when he said, F Jim Kelly, Jim Kelly isn't on this team anymore. And like Jim Kelly was at training camp that day. And he said that. I go, man, you are the coolest or the dumbest person I've ever met. But I want to hear more.
You know who I do? I feel bad for the guy. I don't know if I necessarily root for him, but like I always wanted to see him succeed a little bit after Buffalo was Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, root for Tyrod.
He got the Bills to their first
playoff
game.
That guy was the biggest goddamn
in years, and I just think that we don't give that guy enough credit.
Look, granted, the interview we did with him was terrible because he's boring. You don't have to be entertaining to be a good person.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, she's right. He broke the drought.
Yeah.
He did everything that was asked of him.
You kind of forget about him.
Everywhere he goes, the worst possible look. He got stabbed in the lung with a needle by a doctor.
Yeah, L.A. trying to go, what, put him down?
yeah. He's like a bad golden retriever. I'll do it, Ma. Yeah, like that. And he just, he's like resilient as hell.
Is he still in the league?
He
never talked crap
Jet.
When he left.
What do you mean, still?
Yeah, he's a Jet.
Yeah, he does pop up every once in a while.
Yeah.
He played as, he got time against the Bills when they came to Buffalo, the Jets did, last season.
Okay.
When Aaron Rodgers decided, I don't want to play no more. I'm done no more.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.